Hello, family. I'm pleased to report that we will not be crying today. So I asked the Lord, well, actually, JD asked me, he said, should you be speaking about, you know, grief and dad and, you know, all this? And I was like, no, definitely not. but I did seek the Lord and I did pray about it. I even wrote some things down. Didn't feel peace about it. So we're not going to cry today. We're doing good. I grew up in a home, as most of you know, here, but also with two godly parents who raised me and my siblings with the truth and love of God. My childhood was happy and loving, but I had a lot of health issues, and one of which was very severe asthma and some lung conditions. I spent a lot of time in the hospital and doctor's offices. I was very often blue for lack of oxygen and always feeling like I had to fight to stay alive. I had such fear of dying. Often the fear of pain and not being able to breathe was the biggest fear, but I felt like I was tasting death so often that I was petrified. I said the sinner's prayer night after night, worried that it wasn't working. When I was 11, my sister and I were in bed for the night, and in the darkness, she asked me if I was sure that I was saved and going to heaven. I broke out sobbing because I knew that I was not. I had such great fears. I had only been praying out of the fear of hell and not genuine belief. We read together Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus says, Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you will be saved. These verses gave me hope and assurance that there is no fancy formula or works that I needed to do. I just needed to confess Jesus as Lord and believe that he died and was raised again to save me from my sins. My sister and I prayed together, and I knew that I could rely on those promises and others in the Bible that tell us about salvation. In the following days and weeks, I asked God to remove my fears and to help me learn to trust him. As I memorized verses, talked more with my parents, and combated the lies in my head with the truths of Scripture, I began to grow in my faith and in my relationship with the Lord. Other verses which helped me grow in my trust in the Lord and what he had to offer: 1 John 5:11 through 13. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the life, or has the Son, has the life. I should know this. This is one of our verses coming up. The one who does not have the Son does not have the life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. If we have the Son, we have eternal life. He wrote that so we can be assured. I knew where I was going for eternity, and I knew how to combat the lies that came into my head. But I still battled the fear of getting sick and the fear of all the pain. Verses that helped me with this were Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. He is God, not me. I cannot change what pain will inflict me, but he can, and he is my comfort. Psalm 103:2 through 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget any of his benefits, who pardons all your guilts, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with favor and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord performs righteous deeds. It's been a long time since those years of being assured in my salvation. The Lord has taught me so much over the years. In 2008, I took STP, which is the OG step. I was so grateful that I took STP that year. Let me just say, it's really confusing. It's STP and step, and in my head, it's one, not the other. But anyways, I got something out of it completely different than I am this year. It is not redundant. It is new. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. My heart and attitude have changed over the years. So what I got out of the same Bible passages and studies in STP, what was that, 18 years ago, will be different. And what I get out of a scripture will be different every time I read it. They apply differently. Since 2008, I have read all those books we were doing in classes and done all these studies multiple times. I have read the Bible from cover to cover several times, but we never stop learning. I'm in a different place every other time reading and studying these passages. The Word of God is living and breathing. It speaks to us differently. When I was young and struggling with assurance of salvation, a passage meant one thing. When I was struggling with health, it spoke to me differently. When I was in college and trying to keep my head above water, going on missions trips or doing STP, that same passage fueled me or convicted me. When I was just married, making life decisions, flying halfway around the world to meet our children, being new parents, being an adoptive parent and battling childhood trauma, that same verse comforted and guided me. When we sacrificed all the move and moved all to Texas for DITP, was taking care of a sick parent and their health issues, doing the craziest thing and moving to the country, the almond orchards, which meant leaving the only church family that I have ever called home. Tragically losing my dad, getting established in a new church, and so much more between all those things. I read the same Bible, the same passages, and it will speak different to my heart depending how the Lord is ministering to me. Taking step this year is already such a blessing. He is using his word to speak to me in ways that he never has. I didn't mean for this to become a step promo, but maybe I should say it is a Bible promo. I can't encourage you enough that you will never regret getting to spend time learning more about God and immersing yourself in his word. So whether it is sacrificing a summer for step, getting involved in a Friday night study, a youth group, or being consistent with quiet times in the word, I highly recommend it. I'll end with his promises in Isaiah 55, 10 through 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it produce and sprout and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be, which goes out of my mouth, and it will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the purpose for which I sent it. I'm going to read this again. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it produce and sprout and providing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be, which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the purpose for which I sent it. Praise the Lord.